Okay, so we're going back to Chaf Chedamon days from where we left off yesterday. So if you remember, the Gemara quoted a statement from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, and also Rabbi Chitzot of Raisa, that with all the 15 arayot in the Mishnah that were mentioned on Daf Beis, these are 15 forbidden sexual relations, it's possible to formulate them as two sisters. So you could have, you're facing two sisters, you can work it out. And the Gemara had questions about the cases. So then the one opinion was it was only from his mother-in-law going forward, but there was a case with the daughter. If the mother had been raped by two of the brothers, we came out with the case with the daughter. You have two daughters. So now the last case is with Ram up to Rav Safra. Okay, you see the parentheses, three lines below the parentheses. Rav Safra, everybody with me? Rav Safra, we're talking about Isha Chib Shel Balamo. Safra says that this rule even applies to Isha Chib Shel Balamo, meaning Misha says if you have a brother who, was not contemporaneous with the deceased brother, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. If he's not contemporaneous with them, they have to be on the earth at the same time. So there's a way to fashion this with, two wives, then Rabba Olamo, that they were sisters. We'll see in a minute. Mashkakala b'shita ache, believe the Reb Shimon. If there are six brothers working within the shita of Reb Shimon, we can work it out. Now, just remember, Reb Shimon, there was a machlok between Reb Shimon and Chachamim. What is Eish Rechiv Shil Bolamo? According to Reb Shimon, it's only Eish Rechiv Shil Bolamo if at the time the later brother was born, Yibum had not yet been done. In other words, so Reuben was married to Rachel, Reuben dies, and then at that point, Levi is born, and Shimon already existed as a brother. So then, according to Reb Shimon, since Levi is born before the Yibum takes place, so Levi is the case of Eish Lachib Shil Bolamo. So then he's out of the picture. But Lu Yatsur, he would be born afterwards. In other words, let's say he's born after Shimon does Yibum on Rachel, then it's not Eish Lachib Shil Bolamo, because when he's born, like all the dust has settled, everything's gone, the brother's dead, the wife is married, there's nothing to talk about anymore, according to Reb Shimon. According to the Chachamim, that's still Eish Lachib Shil Bolamo. So the Gemara says, so if you have six brothers, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. Okay, let's all focus. Okay, so Ed, we're just beginning the sugya. I just began the Hakdama on page 56 on Chaf Chedamon Beis. I'm going over the Gemara from yesterday, but you missed a little bit already. Okay, so now he says, V'simanech. The siman to remember the Sukimta is, Mate nola v'yibim. One brother dies, another brother's born, and then another brother does yibim, and then twice. So the Gemara gives you kimta. So Reuben and Shimon are suing shtei achayot. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters, okay? So Reuben is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah, all right? He says, Levi v'yehudin assume shtei nachriyot. Levi and Yehuda are married to two nachriyot. It comes out from the Gemara, it means they're not related to Rachel and Leah, but indeed they're sisters as well. So Levi and Yehuda are also married to two sisters. Mate Reuven, Reuven dies. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven dies. Nolad Yisachar. Yisachar is born. He's son number five. V'yibim Levi. Now Levi is miyabim Rachel. Now at this point, Rachel is prohibited on Yisachar, right? That's Eishachiv Shel Balamo, right? Because Reuven was married to Rachel. You with me yet? Do you have the place? Okay. Again. So Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died. After Reuven died, Yisachar is born. So when Yisachar comes on the scene, Rachel has not gone through Yibum or Chalitza yet. So that's Eish Achiv Shel Balamo, according to Reb Shimon. And then V'yibim Levi. When Levi is Miyabim Rachel. So Rachel, remember, is poison for Yisachar. Then Meit Shimon, then Shimon dies. Nolad Zvulun, and Zvulun is born. He says, V'yibim Yehuda. Now, so Shimon was married to Leah. So Leah is permissible vis-a-vis Yisachar, right? Leah, because Yisachar and Leah, that's fine. So Yisachar, Leah is a good match for Yisachar. And then, when Zvulun is born, it's Leah is still in betwixt and between. So for Zvulun, Leah is poison. So he says, Nolad Zvulun, v'yibim Yehuda. Then, Meitu Levi v'Yehuda b'lobanim. So again, he had Reuben and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, and we went through the whole Zach with Yisachar and Zvulun, and then
then Levi and Yehuda did Yibam on Rachel and Leah, and Levi and Yehuda have their own wives also. We'll call it Yocheved and Miriam. So Levi is married to Rachel and Yocheved, and Yehuda is married to Leah and Miriam. He says, "V'naflu hu kam Yisachar u'Zvulun." So now another two brothers die. Now Levi and Yehuda die. So now we have Rachel and Leah are all made for Yibam, and their tzaras are also all made omdot for Yibam. So he says, "Ha'asur l'zeh mutar l'zeh, v'asur l'zeh mutar l'zeh." So that's the case. So it means, as Yisachar looks at the scene, Rachel is prohibited to him because Rachel was a shakim shelo b'lamo. So he can't be miyabim Rachel, and he can't be miyabim Rachel Sarah. In other words, it's Yehuda's previous wife. He can't do that either. They're both prohibited to him. But he could be miyabim Zvulun. He could be miyabim, I'm sorry. He could be miyabim Yehuda's wife. He could be miyabim Leah. So Yisachar could be miyabim Yehuda's wife, or he could be miyabim Yehuda's Sarah, the co-wife. He says, and then conversely, Zvulun is permissible with Rachel, according to Reb Shimon, not according to the Chachamim. Because when Zvulun came on the scene, Rachel had already done Yibam with Levi. So Zvulun is permissible on Rachel and the co-wife, but not on Leah and her co-wife. But Achotashi Yivimta, and the rule of Achotashi Yivimta, so one is prohibited, but the sister is permissible. Okay, that's the basic idea. Are everybody good so far? Okay, so now the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, if I just want to set up the fact pattern with these two wives, and one wife is permissible, one is prohibited, I could delete Yehuda altogether, and I would have the same Kimta. In other words, that Reuben and Shimon were each married to Rachel and Leah, then Reuben dies, and Levi is Miyabim Rachel, and then first, Yisachar is born, and then Levi's Miyabim Rachel, so Rachel's prohibited on Yisachar. And then on the other hand, Shimon dies and leaves his wife Leah, but nobody does Yibam with her. And then Zvulun is born. So Zvulun will be prohibited on her and permissible on the other one. So I can have this fact pattern without Yehuda. Well, I don't need Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Yifim Tzara. The Tana wants to set up a situation that not only are Rachel and Leah sisters, so they're prohibited, but even their tsarot, their co-wives, which in our example were the wives of Levi and Yehuda, are also sisters, and I could be miyabim one sister or the other sister. In other words, the tsarot gets the same status as the original wife. So Rachel is a co-wife with Yocheved, and they're both married to Levi. So Rachel was the wife that he was miyabim, and Yocheved is the woman he fell in love with. And now Levi dies. So if Rachel is prohibited, which she is on Yisachar, so is her co-wife. And then similarly with Yehuda, so he's married to Leah, which is poison to Zvulun, but he's also married to Miriam, also poison to Zvulun. So Yisachar and Zvulun can be either Miyabim one wife, or the same thing with the Tzara. They could do the Tzara, each one could do one Tzara, but the sister's prohibited. So the Gemara, in other words, he wants to set up the sister situation. In the first Mishnah, we spoke about the Erevas, and we spoke about the Tzaras, and the Tzaras of the Tzaras we spoke about. So he wants to have a case where you have sisters, and it goes on and on. So the Gemara says, "Hatenach Tzara." Okay, so sorry, you answered up. Tzara the Tzara, Ma'ik LeMeimar. So, but how can you set up a situation where the Tzara of the Tzara would also be sisters and be prohibited? If I have another two brothers and they do Yibam on the first Kalashtra, let's say they do Yibam with the Tzara, one with Yocheved and then one with Miriam, so then they have their own wives, so that would be the Tzara of the Tzara, and one would be permissible, one would be prohibited. Okay, so that's the Ukimta. Okay, any questions, comments, what we did? All right, let's go on. All right, now the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay, so we're eight lines from the bottom on Chaf Chedem Beis. Okay, Manitin. So Sha'achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesuim Shnei Achayot. We have three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. You're used to this already. Oh, Isha Vita. Or Reuben and Shimon are married to a woman and her daughter. One is married to the mother and one is married to the daughter. Or one is married to a mother and her granddaughter. And the granddaughter can be through the daughter or the son. So now, both Reuben and Shimon die. So Reuben and Shimon die. So each one is a chalutza, is achot, if they're sisters, or achot zekukato, the sister of the woman Zika, or it's like the mother of my zekuka, or the daughter of my zekuka, but it is. So he says here, so in that case, they have to do chalitza, they can't do yibum. And remember, according to, if we say there's Zika, so according to most mafarshim, that's a din derabanan. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you walk away, you don't do chalitza with the situation. We'll come to see that Rabbi Shimon learns, based on a pasuk in the Torah, that he learns more, like this, like the Zika is not a drabana level, but on a deraisa level, it's like you're like you have a connection with both of them, and there's a tour of yibum or chalitza. I talk mihin asur lav Easter erva. If one of them is an Easter erva, this we had also in the previous Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to explain why we need it again. If one of them was an Easter erva, in other words, vis-a-vis the yavam, it's his daughter, you know, it's his mother-in-law, something like that. Asur ba mutar ba achota. So that one he can't do. Then he's permissible the other one because it's not two sisters or mother daughter or anything like that. Because one is an erva, one's not. Easter mitzvah, Easter kedusha. If one of them was an Easter mitzvah, was like shniot la rayot, secondary arayot, or Easter kedusha allowed in the Torah, that would be, let's say, like a grusha to a kohen. He says chotzot v'lo yavon. So they have to do chalisa, not yibum. Okay, that's correct. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shteim and achlitz min ayibam. So let's say a person is facing two sisters, and I assume would be also with the mother and the granddaughter and the mother and the daughter. He says he exempts both of them from chalitz and ayibam. So according to the Tanakhama, you have to do chalitza, right? But according to Rabbi Shimon, you're patched from chalitza from ayibam. Shneimar, yishalach otalo tikach letzror. Don't take a woman and her sister letzror to be rival wives. So the spiritual shemikra, which everybody agrees, is I can't have two sisters as wives. But Rabbi Shimon darshens this in a wider, you know, umbrella. B'shashnu tsarot zulazu lo yehilach halikuchin apil b'chatmiyem. When they're tsarot, he's saying when they're both facing yibum, you have no chelik with either one of them. That's what he's saying. In other words, they're entering up a situation. I'm not married to either one, but I could potentially be married to them. So if I have a situation like that, so I walk away from it. He says, Okay. Now, the Gemara says...
question before you go...
Yeah, quickly.
In all these cases where they say you're patur, you don't have to do chalitza, what would be so bad if you did like a chalitza l'safek or something, just to be sure? Because those are usually machlokot.
Yeah, so the only thing with the chalitza, the only downside is that she's prohibited on a kohen. So you're marking her... You know, for life, she can't marry a Kohen, but each one is stating his opinion.
But if there is a Zika, she has a bigger prop.
We're not going to even speak out here. Each one has a Shita. This is what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need anything. So you're entering like, well, this opinion holds this, that, the other. Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need anything. That's the way we're going with this. Okay, now, back in the Gemara. Now, three lines from the bottom. Haita achat mihen mechulei. So we said, again, in the Mishnah, we said if one of them was an Easter Erva, it was, I have two sisters, which I'm facing for Yibam. And it was Reuben and Shimon were my brothers, and they died, and they left Rachel Leah. But one of them, either Rachel Leah, is an heir to me. Maybe she's my mother-in-law or something like that. So then I can go with the other one. Right. So the Gemara says, but I already learned this in the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah on Chafav Manalef, we had the same case in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says we did, but Rav Shimon is tzarich. So the reason Tana says this at the end of this Mishnah is working within the sheet of the Tana Rav Shimon. So I would have thought, since Taka, in other words, Rav Shimon holds you have two sisters, nothing to do, you walk away from it. Because he holds, Rav Shimon holds that the Zika is very strong. It's like the Zika is on a derisa level. So Mamela, Rashi says, according to Reb Shimon, Achot Zekuka Erva Gemurahi, the Rachmana Patra. According to Reb Shimon, the sister of my Zekuka is an Erva, so I can't have anything with that.
since Rav Shimon says two sisters, I walk away from it. So ligzor mishum shtei achayot alma. So I would think like this, that in other words, here I have two sisters. One of them is an erva, but you're telling me I could do yibum with the other one. I would have thought maybe Rav Shimon would say you can't do yibum with the other one because it's going to confuse people. People won't realize. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, in other words, they'll say if I could do yibum with one of them, they won't understand that in another case where I have two sisters, I can't do yibum with one of them. In other words, here with Rav Shimon, I'm worried that they'll get confused. He says, In other words, let's say not like Rav Shimon. Let's say I have two sisters, so everybody agrees each one is a chotze kukato. Let's say regular case, and then one is an erva. So I say you could do the other one. But the worst case scenario that would come out from that is that somebody would think another case with two sisters, I'm allowed to marry one of them. But if he did that, he would only be violating a din d'rabbanan, according to the Chachamim, that's Yesh Zika. But according to Reb Shimon, each one we view like it's an Easter Erev on a Doraisa level, according to Reb Shimon. So that would be worse. So I might have thought that even though in this case one is an Erva and one is technically permissible, I would have thought that according to Reb Shimon, we should be gozer that you can't do Yibam with the other one, because I'm afraid people will carry that over to another situation where you have two sisters and neither one is an Erva. And then you'll violate the Torah. You'll have an Easter Erva. You'll have an Easter Erva. So Kamash Malan, that's not the way it is. Okay, let me just do a few more lines and we'll pause for questions, okay? So now, Easter Mitzvah Chulei, we said that if one of them is an Easter Mitzvah, in other words, one is a Shniot La'arayot, one is rabbinically prohibited. So nevertheless, the Tan of the Mishnah here, which we just learned is Reb Shimon, he says that I have to be Chulei for both of them, right? So we said Easter Mitzvah, Easter Kedusha, Chol Tzol Kolo Miyabon. I have to do Chalitza for both of them. So the Gemara says on the top line of Chavtet Amon Alter, be with me. But Rav Shimon holds two sisters are off the scale anyway. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, two sisters, I don't do Chalitza, I don't do Yibam. Here, one of them, you're right, one is a Shniyot La'arayot, but according to Rav Shimon, on a Doraisa level, I have no Chalitza, no Yibam with them, so why am I doing it over here? So the Gemara says, Gezeira Rishon Easter Mitzvah Da'alma. So the reason we make her do Chalitza, in other words, I have two, again, Reuben and Shimon, my brothers. Reuben was married to Rachel. Rachel is a Shnei La'arayot, rabbinically prohibited to me. So I have to do Chalitza with her. So the reason I have to do Chalitza with her, Gezeira Rishon Easter Mitzvah Da'alma. If I let her walk off, so somebody who sees that will think, it's not because of Chotze Kuka, he'll think that Easter mitzvah is an erva to a mechalitza. In other words, if I let her walk off without anything, so people will see that the yavam let an Easter mitzvah walk off without yibam or chalitza. They won't realize it was because there were two sisters involved. They'll just see that the Easter mitzvah walked off. So they'll carry that over to another case where you don't have two sisters. You just have an Easter mitzvah. And they'll say, you know, Easter mitzvah, I saw another case where they walked off without doing anything. You can walk off without doing anything. And that's not the case in another case with no sisters. So that one needs, the first one needs a chalitza. So the Gemara says, Atenach ihi, achotama ikonemar. Okay, right, exactly right. So I have Rachel was the shniyala erva. So she needs chalitza because I'm afraid people are going to get fused. In another case, they'll say that the Easter mitzvah doesn't require chalitza, which he does. But, and they won't realize that we're dealing with two sisters. But why is Leah, why do we have to do chalitza with Leah? According to Reb Shimon, both sisters walk. So why do they have to do chalitza with Leah? So the Gemara says that we're afraid that if I don't do chalitza with Leah, people will come not to do chalitza with Rachel. In other words, they'll say, she didn't need chalitza, the other one doesn't need chalitza either. That's what people will say. So therefore, for the whole gzera, I need to do it. So the Gemara says, by erva, by arai. So in this case, one case really is the one that really needs the chalitza, and one is sort of coming along for the ride. In this case, the one that really needs the chalitza is the Easter mitzvah, and the one's coming along for the ride is her sister. So he says, but by erva, we don't say that. In other words, by erva, so the one erva, in other words, if one sister is an erva, so we let the other sister do yibam or chalitza, whatever they want. And I don't say we were going to make a gzera, you know, that maybe people think like they get confused with the erva, this, that, the other. So the Gemara says, Shani erva, when it comes to erva, everybody knows erva. That they know. Like if it's one arias, everybody knows this is an erva. He's prohibited onto her. And that's why the other one was even more clear. So everybody knows that. But here, with these two sisters within the sheets of Reb Shimon, everybody's not so familiar with all the dinim the way Reb Shimon has, and they can easily get confused. So therefore, we say each one has to do a chalitza. All right. Who's a question, comment, thoughts, anything so far? Okay, let's move on. Okay, now the next mishnah. Okay, the fifth line. So manitin shlosha achim shtanisum shtei afayot b'chad bosna. Again, we have three brothers, Reuben and Shimon and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. You know this by heart, probably in your dreams. You could say it already. Rachel Leah. And b'chad bosna, the third one's a bachelor. Levi's a bachelor. He says, Meida chami b'alei achayot. Now here the Gemara is introducing a new, we've had it before, but the concept of Malar. So Meida chami b'alei achayot, one of the sisters dies, we'll say, or one of the husbands dies, Reuben dies. Ba'asa b'mufna ma'amar. So Levi does ma'amar with her. Ma'amar is kiddushin. We usually say it's a din d'rabbanan, but we'll come to see the Beit Shammai holds it's a din d'oraisa. So Levi, this we didn't have in the Mishnah yet with this permutation, I think, at least certainly not in this parak. So Levi does ma'amar with her. The bachelor. So ba'acharkach made achiv asheni. And then his other brother, Shimon, dies. So again, we have two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So Levi kind of preempted, and he did ma'amar with Rachel, and that's sort of making Rachel like his wife. But how much of his wife? So Beit Shammai says, Beit Shammai explained to you, they hold ma'amar as the deraisa, and Levi having done ma'amar, so we view Rachel as his wife already, and so Mela, he's married to Rachel, and Leah walks, because that's his wife's sister, it's an erva. Ben Hillel holds that Ma'amar is just a din d'rabbanan, which is the way we hold. So at that point in time, Levi is married to one on a d'rabbanan level, and the other one is so they're both like achotz de kukato. So motzid yishto beget u'b'chalitza. So he's got to give a get to his wife because he did Ma'amar with her, and he has to do chalitza with her. He's got to do that because she's the sister of his kuka. He says the Aisha Rachiba Khalitza, and he has to do Khalitza with the other one. Zui Shamru, Oilo Alishtov, Oilo Ishlachib. That's the case that Khazal say, vote him for his wife, vote him for his sister-in-law, because he gets nothing. Everybody walks with that. Okay. What? Yeah, again, okay. Levi did Ma'amar. So Ma'amar, Queen Beit Hillel, is Din Rabbanan, but it's his like Averson on a Din Rabbanan. So he has to give a get to undo the Ma'amar, and he has to do Chalitza to undo the Zika. And Chalitza with the other one as well. Each one is sisters. I can't be involved with sisters. Each one is Achot Zukukato. So I can't do even with either one of them. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, we're six lines from the bottom on Chavtan.
Can you explain again the point of Ma'amar? There's no Bia with Ma'amar, right?
Right. So Ma'amar is either that the Chachamim were mitakin this because they didn't think it was appropriate that a man should just do with Yibam, go straight into like having, intimate sex, initially. Although, according to Beit Shammai learns that Ma'amar is in Doraisa. We'll come see how Beit Shammai understands Ma'amar shortly. But according to Beit Hillel, means the Chum felt it's like it's more appropriate. You do Ma'amar, just like a regular woman, you're not Makadish Babia. So to here, with the Yavam, you shouldn't be Makadish Babia.
Is it with the eye to eventually doing Yibam? Is this
stage? We'll see in the Gemara with Beit Shammai, but according to Beit Hillel, it's with an eye towards doing Yibam, absolutely. Okay? Now, let's see.
I have a question.
It's got to be quick. We've got to run. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you just say that if he does, gives him Ma'amar, he has to give a get and still do Chalitza?
Correct.
Why? If he gave a get, isn't that if he...
Again, according to Beit Hillel, Ma'amar is Dindra Rabbanan. So to undo the Dindra Rabbanan, he has to give a get.
but he's still connected with the wife on a deraisa level from the yibum. So he needs chalitza to undo that zika. The get doesn't undo it by itself. The get undoes what he did, but he still has the zika with her. He still has this connection. In other words, the connection only gets destroyed through chalitza or yibum, according to Beit Hillel. Malka, you okay? Malka? All right, let me go on. Okay, we're 6 cents from the bottom. Okay, Zui Limitimai. So in the Mishnah, we said, this is the case that they said, Oilo Ishtov, Oilo Ishtachim. This is when, according to Beis Hillel, where he's got to like divorce both wives or both women, he said, this is the case that Chazal said, you know, woe to him for his wife, and woe to him on the wife of his brother. So when it says Zu, this is, it means this is, in another case, not. What is that coming to exclude? This refers to a mission later on Daf Kuf Tet, Tzaychitzaychen Fee on the side. So over there, it's talking about a case where a man was married, you have two brothers married to two sisters. So Reuven was married to one sister, but she was an adult already. And Shimon was married to her younger sister below the age of you know, adulthood, like she was younger. So she's still married on a Drabanan level, and she could do Mion. And then Shimon's brother Reuven dies. So now Shimon is faced with a situation. His wife, in quotation marks, is her sister is coming for Yibum. But this wife is not his wife necessarily on the right level because she could do Mion. So according to Rabbi Yoshua, this is the case where they say you'll do chalitza with one and do, I think, Mion and a get with the other one. So let me see the Rashi. He says, yeah. Anyway, so, okay. In other words, they both have to end up walking. That's the basic idea. But let me just see here. Next, 1 second. So Reb Lezer says, he gives a get to the katana. That's what Reb Yeshua says. He gives a get to the katana. And then the other one with chalitza. That's also a case where he says goodbye to both of them. So the kind of the Mishnah is saying this is the case where they said, you know, this. And over there are other eitzes that are given by other Tanayim. So he's excluding Rabbi Yeshua. But rather, he wants to go like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lezer. One says, like, we teach the Tana to do Mion, and then he'll marry the other one. But let's get back in the Gemara. Now this is getting more into Malchus topic. So Amr Blazar, Lotim Marmar the Beit Shammai Kunakinyan Gamur, Dibai La Putti Saikila Bikita. So now, focusing on Beit Shammai. Now we said, according to Beit Shammai, Marmar is Din Doraisa. Put aside Beit Hillel, which is the way we follow Allah. Focus on Beit Shammai. So Marmar is Din Doraisa. And Rabbi Slavovsky said that the Rishami learns it out. Yivama Yavoa Aleha Biyibma, Lukachalo Lisha Biyibma, Lukachalo Lisha. They learn out, L'kachalo Lisha is Mamar, L'kachalo Lisha. So he says here, so don't say, according to Reb Lazar, don't say, according to Beit Shammai, that Mamar is Kona Kinyan Gamur, Dibai Lapuki Sagila Begita. That with Mamar, the marriage is so high up in terms of what Mamar does, that now get is enough to dissolve the relationship. Elo, Mamar, the Beit Shammai, and the Kona, Elo, Kot Bitzar Bavad. Mamar, according to Beit Shammai, who holds that Mamar is Doraisa, but it only has the koach, he says, L'kot b'tzara b'bat. To push away. Now here, the way Rashi learns, Sara doesn't mean a co-wife. Sara means the other widow. In other words, he had two brothers married to two widows. And Levi did Mamar with Rachel. And now, then Shimon dies, and now he's got Leah on deck. So Mamar, he did Mamar with Rachel, that's so strong, it pushes away Leah. That's going to... According to Beit Shammai, right. So that's the way Reb Lazar understands Shita Beit Shammai. Amar Rabbi Avin, Afanana Mitanina. Rabbi Avin says, you know, we learned something that seems to corroborate this from our Mishnah. This was the Mishnah on Chavav Amid Aleph. Remember, in the beginning of the parak, we had four brothers. Two of them were married to two sisters, remember? And then the two ones, brothers that were married to two sisters, Reuben and Shimon, died. So then Levi and Yehuda are left. So they do chalitza with those two. They don't do yibam with those two. But the Gemara says, according to Beit Shammai, according to Tana Mishnah, im kinsu yotzi, we force them to divorce it. But Beit Shammai says, im kinsu yikaimu, they can keep them. So he says, afananam kamina, Beit Shammai rim yikaimu. Beit Shammai says, if the two surviving brothers went ahead and did yibum with Rachel and Leah, they can keep them. So he says, yikaimu in lechachilah. That means that it's only b'diavad, not lechachilah. But he asks us what to do. We wouldn't say you could do that. Turn page on the top line on top 10 of days. If you would assume that when you do mamar, it's like, you know, knocking the ball out of the ball field. In other words, like he says, so why can't each one do mamar? In other words, they're under a proscription. They can't go forward and do yibam. Each one is achotzeku kato, is the way we learned it. Each one is the sister of Zika. But the achotzeku kato only prohibits me from having intimate relations with one or the other. But it wouldn't prohibit me from doing mamar with one or the other. So if that's the case, I have a green light to do, or we think I could have a green light to do mamar with them. So I could so Levi could do mamar with one, you could do mamar with the other one, and then everybody lives happily ever after. And there's a way to go, to have it even lechachila. But that's not what the Tana says. So since the Tana doesn't say they could do that, that we think is a siman that it's not a kinyan gamur. So the Gemara says, "Elamai docha dechia gemura." So what does Ma'amar do? Ma'amar pushes away the rival widow. So he says, "Zeyas Ma'amar b'yirka." He says, "Ma'amar b'yirka." So even if I say it doesn't do a kinyan gamur, it's not enough that he only needs a get now, but apparently, according to Beit Shammai, it's enough to push the other one away that she's not in the calculation anymore. So why can't we say, even with that, why can't we say, according to Beit Shammai, that they each do it? What are you forced to say? Mamar de teradachi di sur lodachi. You're forced to say that mamar only works to push away the other yavama, the other widow, when at the time he did mamar, he had a green light to do mamar. Like in our case in the Mishnah, when Reuven died, so Rachel was the only widow that Levi was looking at. So Levi had an absolute green light to do mamar with her. Then, and under those circumstances, Mamar has a koach to push away Leah when Shimon dies. But in the Mishnah, Reuben and Shimon both died, and now they're facing two widows, and each one is achotze kukato. So there the Mamar, you don't have a green light to go ahead with the Mamar. So hatanami Mamar, afilaman damar Mamar kona kinin gamur. So here too, even according to the opinion that says Mamar is kona kinin gamur, Mamar de terakani di sur lokani. So it's only Mamar de Hetera. So let's go back. So in other words, Reb Lazar said, don't say that Mamar de Beisham is Konakin and Gamor. That's what Reb Lazar says. In other words, Mamar is does knock the ball out of the ballpark. That's what Reb Lazar said. And we tried to bring a proof from the Mishnah Chafav that even in Kriya Beit Shammai, only B'dievet are they wives, otherwise not. So he wanted to say that's a siman that it's not a kinyan gamur. So the fact that it's only b'diavad. So the Gemara says no. It could, even if I say that it's like it could be that it's a kinyan gamur, but even whichever way I flip it, it only works if I have a green light to do it from ab initio, from the beginning. If I don't have a green light to do it, it doesn't do. It's magic. I don't have a green light to do it. It doesn't work so well. So we don't have a raya mukhrachat from the Mishnah here. Okay. So again. So the idea we're saying, according to Reb Lazar, the way he understands Beit Shammai, Mamar is Kona, not a Kinyan Gamur. Like we'll see later on, there's an opinion that holds a Kinyan Gamur, not a Kinyan Gamur, but it's enough to push away the other Yavama. Okay, now, Ravashi Manihachi. Ravashi learns that the discussion of the Beis Medrash went this way. Amar Reb Lazar, lo tema Mamar the Beit Shammai dachi dechi gemura. Don't say, according to Beit Shammai, Mamar totally pushes away Leah, Bitsarata and her tsara, but Sarata Khalisa Niami Labaya, and Leah and her tsara, her co-wife, also don't require Khalitsa. Eladoche Mishayahu. It's pushes away, but it leaves a little bit. In other words, it doesn't totally push it all away, Mishayah. Meaning,
So Rashi says the Baya Chalitza in Batlina Seyash Lo Kanasi Yaveh Mit Balad Amamar, that we think that the other one would need Chalitza if she wants to marry before the Yavam did Yibam with the one that he did Mamar for. So again, in this Ukimta, we're saying that Mamar is even weaker. In other words, don't say that it's in other words, we had three levels. One is that it's Kinyan Gamor, and that was iffy. Then we had that it's Docha. It's not a Kinyan Gamor, but it's Docha, the other one. In this Ukimta, Reb Lazar says, don't say it's Docha Dechiyah Gemur, that it absolutely shuts out Leah, because if Leah would want to go and marry somebody before Levi does Yibum with Rachel, she will need Chalitza. So don't say it's that strong. So he says, let's see back. So he says, Eladocha Mashayahu. So I'm Rebavin, Afananami Tanita. So Rebavin says, we learn in the Mishnah something that could corroborate this. Again, these are two versions of what the discussion was in the base Medrash. In the first Mishnah, Bechame said if two brothers die, and the other two, Levi and Yehuda, they should do Chalitza with Rachel Leah, but if they married them, they can keep them. Yikainu in Lechachilo, that's only B'tiyeved. Yisalkalech Mamar Bechamei Docha Techi Gemura, if you assume Mamar Bechamei is like locks the other Yavama out of the case altogether, each one do Mamar and block it out. So the Gemara says, so we want to bring that as a raya that apparently it doesn't do the Chiyah Gemara. So the Gemara says, but we learned that Bechamei says that if he did Mamar with Rachel, that's his wife, and the other one is Achorisha. So El Yabama de Chazi Lekulu Chazi Lemixata. So the Gemara revises understanding. In Achinami, we're saying that the Mamar, obviously, the Gemara has here. One second. Yeah. So now the Gemara is going back and saying, you're right. Mamar is Doka, the Chiyah Gemara. Mamar really throws Leia out of the ballpark. He says, El Yavama de Chazi Lekulu, Chazi Lemixata. If it's Yavama that's worthy that you could do the whole shebang with her, meaning go forward and do Yibam, you have a green light with her, she's Ru'i for the Mamar. Mixata is the Mamar. Yavama lo kaz le kulu lo kaz le mixata, otherwise not. So he's saying like this, it's the same give and take as before with a slight nuance in it. In other words, he's saying, why is it in the first Mishnah, the Beit Shammai says it's only B'dieved that they can remain married to these women? Why doesn't Beit Shammai say L'chalchila? Why can't they each do Mamar with them? So he's saying, like, similar to the thing we said in the first instance. Right, and because they don't have a green light to do Mamar. So he doesn't say green light. He says, if it's Rui to do everything with them, and it's not, then it's Rui for Mamar. If it's not Rui to do everything, it's not Rui for the Mamar. That's what he's saying over here. So basically, the Gemara had two discussions. So the idea is, in the first discussion, Reb Lazar says, don't say Mamar is a Kinyan Gamor, meaning that he only needs a get now, but Mamar the Beit Shammai is just Docha Litzara. That's the first language. Then, in the second language, the Gemara one says that according to Reb Lazar, don't say it's Docha Dechiyah Gemura, he says, and her Tzara doesn't even need Chalitza, it's Docha Mishayahu. It's Docha, and it leaves a little bit left to it. That's the way it is. Right. That's the way he says in the second attempt. All right. Let me go further. All right. Now, okay. So now we're around 15 lines down near the asterisk. Okay. Now, by Rabba, now we're going back to Beit Shammai. Now, remember, Beit Shammai says that Mamar is Din Torah. We're going to try to understand what the contours are of the Mamar according to Beit Shammai. So, by Rabba, Mamar the Beit Shammai, Nisun Oso, Erisin Oso. If you do Mamar, is that like Nisuin? Is that like a complete marriage or is it Erisin? We'll see in a minute. So Amalei Abaye, Lamai Hilchata. So Abaye says, for what halakha are you referring to? So the Gemara says, Ilem el Yorsha, Bali Tami la Lafer de Reha. In other words, maybe your question is like this. Let's say you have a Yavam and he does Mamar with his Yavama and then the Yavama dies. He doesn't die. He says, the she dies. So maybe you mean, can he be Yarshin her? Does he inherit her now? If he's a Kohen, can he be Mitami to her? Can he be Mefer her Nadarim if she doesn't die? So Hashta Rusa Ba'alma, Tani Rebihia Ishto Arusa Lo Onin Belo Mitami Lo. So let's say you have a garden variety woman who goes through Erisin. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Chiya taught a Baraisa, Ishto Arusa Lo Onin Belo Mitami Lo. He doesn't have a din of aninus for her if she dies. And if he's a Kohen, he's not Mitami for her. But Pain He Lo Onin Belo Mitami Lo. And similarly, after Erisin, if he dies, she's not an oneta for him. And lo mitame lo. So lo mitame either means if she's a bat kohen, then there's no din about tumah for her. But it means either that she doesn't get involved with his funeral, or doesn't have to get involved with his funeral. Or the other pshat that Rashi has. The first pshat seems a little clear here, but that's the way the Arsh will explain it based on other gemaras. But the other pshat Rashi has is that, let's say it's the regel. So there's a mitzvah on the regel to be in a state of tahara. So if she does, she wouldn't be mitami if it's on the regel. Meita ena yorsha. If she dies, he doesn't yorshin her. Meitu, if he dies, govak ktubata. So a ktuba is normally clicks in after nisuin. But if they stipulate and he creates an obligation to pay the ktuba after erusin, which he's entitled to do, and then he dies, then she collects the ktuba. Anyway, but the point being that after Erisin, you don't have all these rights. You know, neither one yarshins the other one. You know, no one's mitami for anybody, and nobody has a right to be made for Nadarim. So if I see that Erisin, I don't have those rights, so he says, so Abba Ma'amar Mibaya. So if after Erisin it doesn't work, certainly Ma'amar. Now, again, even though according to Beit Shammai, they're both Daraisa, we assume that Erisin is stronger than the Ma'amar. That's what we assume. So those things, that can't be.
Why?
Well, hello. What?
Why?
What?
Why yeah. Do you assume Erisin is stronger than Ma'amar?
Yeah, one second. Yeah. So he has it in footnote 24 in the art scroll. He has a whole shtickel Torah. He says,
One second.
Yeah, rather the intent is that Ma'amar does not affect acquisition of Yavama, even to the extent that Erisin affects the husband's acquisition of his wife. That's what he says. He says, by contrast, if a Ma'amar wife cohabits with another man, they are not liable to death penalty. In other words, if after Erisin, the wife is Mizana, she's Chayav Mita. But after Ma'amar, she's not Chayav Mita for that. So you see that Ma'amar is inferior. That's what he's got. Okay, but anyway, take that as a given. Anyway, let's see back on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, so the Elalini Masir L'Chopa. So the Gemara thinks, and we'll have to clarify this as well, according to Beit Shammai, once I do Ma'amar, do I do Masir L'Chopa? So Chopa, we think, that I need to do chuppah maybe before the yibum, those where I have relations with her, like for a regular marriage. I go to chuppah and then I have relations. So I need masir l'chuppah, my. Nisuno sab l'bay masir l'chuppah, meaning if I do ma'amar, maybe I don't need to have masir l'chuppah. Chuppah is like you're under the canopy and take it there. Odilma, erisin sab l'bay masir l'chuppah. So amar lay, hashtalo avabah. Okay, again, let's focus. The Rabbah asked, Ma'amar the Beit Shammai, Nisun Oso Erisin Oso. That's what Rabbah asked. So he said, for what din is he talking about? So if it's like Mefer Nedarim and Bimin Tam and Yarshin, obviously not. So the Gemara says that what Rabbah was asking is, does it take away the need for Masir L'Chuppah? We think that, you know, by regular marriage, so I have to put the wife in a Chuppah. And always before I'm permitted to her, she's going to a Chuppah. Maybe Ma'amar obviates the need for Chuppah. That's what we think. So he says here, so mine is suno sablo by Monsieur Lacopa. Odilma Erisin sablo by Monsieur Lacopa. So Amarle. So that was Rabbi's question. So this is now Abaye. Amarle hashlo abba mamar. He says, look, if you don't do mamar at all, if you bami yavo ala baal korcha. In other words, if you don't do mamar at all, the Torah says I can have relations with her, so I don't need a kopa there. Abba mamar mi baya. So if I do mamar now, do I need? That doesn't make sense. So Amar Le, so Rabbi says back to Rabbi A, in. Shani Omer, Kola Osa Mamar B'Yavimto, according to Rabbah, within the Shita Beit Shammai, if you do Mamar with your Yavama, Parcha Mimenu Zikat Yavamin, the Zika of the Yavamin disappears. So according to the way Rabbah understands Beit Shammai, once Levi, in our case, he does Mamar with Rachel, the Zika with Rachel disappears. There's no Zika with her anymore. In other words, she's out of the Parsha of Yibam and Chalitza. He says, V'chala ala Zikat Eirusin. So under those circumstances, in other words, this Mamar was powerful in that sense, that it dissolved the Zika. So now, does he need to do, does, so now Yibam is somewhere else. We're just focusing on her with the husband. So now the Shneem and Masir the Chuppah, my. So again, she had the Eirusin already. So the Eirusin, but you need the Masir the Chuppah. So I don't know. At that point, I don't know. I mean, if you need her consent for the Eirusin, I don't know where you go with the Chuppah. So the Gemara says, "My, so Tashma." So the Gemara brings a proof, or attempts to bring a proof, from the following Mishnah. Shomeret Yavam, the Shomeret Yavam is Yavamah. She's waiting for the Yavam. Bein Yavam Echad, whether, in other words, her husband died, and she's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza. Bein Yavam Echad, whether there's one Yavam, one surviving brother. Bein Shnei Yavam, two surviving brothers. Reb Lezer Omer Yafer. Reb Lezer says, during this period of time, he can do Hafart Nadarim. We'll explain who is. Rabbi Yeshua Meir Lechad V'lo L'shaim. Rabbi Yeshua says, only if there's one surviving brother, but not two surviving brothers, because the Zika has been diluted. Rabbi Kiva Meir Lo Lechad V'lo L'shaim. Rabbi Kiva says, nobody could do Hafart Nadarim. Vavina Ba, we were Osek in this mission, and we asked the following question. Vishlema Rabbi Kiva Savar Ein Zika Afil Lechad. So, I understand Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika Afilu Lechad. Rabbi Zika holds, he doesn't hold from Zika, it sounds like. So therefore, the Rabbi Zika says, Lo Lechad B'Lushayim. Nobody can do Hafar in the Dharma. You're zero. Rabbi Yeshua, Lechad Yezika, Lechad Yezika. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's one surviving brother, it's like stronger. There's two, it's diluted, so you can't. Elul Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, the town of Rabbi Lezer said, Yafer, Nihi Nami Sabar Yezika. So I understand that Rabbi Lezer holds their Zika. Mishleim Lechad Mayfair. So I understand one surviving brother, Mayfair, Lechad Yamai. Why can he be Mayfair if there are two brothers? Ba'amir Ba'amim, Hakamay Askinan, Kunda Abed Ba'amamar. So Rabbi Ami says, the case in that Mishnah is where the Yavam did Ma'amar with the Yavama. He says, Ubeit Shammai. And Rabbi Lezer is working in the Shita Beit Shammai, Da'amar Ma'amar Konakinim Gamur. So again, this is the sheet that we objected above. Rabbi Ami says that according to Beit Shammai, it's Kona Kinyan Gamur. So Reb Lezer is of the opinion that if one of the Yavamim did Ma'amar, he acquires her a Kinyan Gamur. She's like totally his wife. So Iyamrit Bishleim and Isuin Osa Shemahaki Mefer. So if I say Ma'amar is so strong, it doesn't Isuin, it makes sense that the Yavam could do Mefer in the Dar, because a wife, I'm able to Mefer in the Darim after Isuin. Eliyamit Eirusin Osa, if I say that Mamar is only like Eirusin, according to Beit Shammai, taking Matzi Mefer, how could he possibly do a Far Nadarim? And it makes sense because Reb Lezer is Shemuti, he follows Beit Shammai. He says, Heki Matzi Mefer, but we learn in the Mishnah, Nara Murasa, if you have Nara that is after Eirusin, Viyu Balam, Apim Dere, they both have to get together, her father and her husband, to make for the Nadarim. Yet in the Braisa, Reb Lezer says that the Yavam will be made for the Nadarim. And even if there are two, the one will do it. And so we explained that we're talking about, according to, that was, who was the one who explained that? Rabbi Ami. The Rabbi Ami says we're talking about the Mamar here. So, Lechora, we have a proof then, we think, that Mamar does Nisuin according to Beit Shammai. And it was in a certain aspect, it's treated like she went through Nisuin already for Hafar Nadarim. So, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, my Mayfair, Mayfair b'shutfah. He says, no, I could say, you don't have any proof. When Lezer says that he's Mayfair, it means he, the husband, the Yavam, can be Mayfair in partnership with her father. That's what it means. It says Mayfair means together with the father. That proves. Again, we said after Eirusin, the father and the husband have to get together to be Mayfair her Nadarim. So the question is, what's her status after Ma'amar? So we thought Ma'amar is Nisuin Osan, it's just the husband does it.
That was the proof that he's Mayfair. So he says, no, when Reb Lezer says he's Mayfair, it means he's Mayfair in conjunction with the father. So it proves nothing. So the Gemara says, now, according to, this is the Amora Reb Lezer, not the Tana. Reb Lezer, we had earlier in the Gemara, he says that Mamar is only Docha the Tzara. It's Docha, according to Rashi, the other Yavama, Amai Mayfair B'Shutfot. Why then, how will he explain this Mishnah? In other words, according to Reb Lezer, Ma'amar is even weaker. It only pushes away the other rival Yavama, but it's not even like Nisuin. So how could he be made for Beshutfut? Amalach Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer would say to you, Amar da Abiyana ino kona elutfot the tzar babad lo tzaki labagita. When I said it only pushes away the other Yavama, that means that that get is not enough to dissolve the union between them. Ela by nami chalisa, and so she also needs chalisa. That's all I'm saying. Reb Lezer says that a man who goes to Ma'amar with his yavama, and then he wants to dissolve the union, he needs to do a get and he needs to do chalita because Ma'amar isn't that strong. But lahafer nidareh miyaminan. I've never said anything about hafar nidareh, meaning that one second. In other words, Ma'amar does give the husband koach to be made for her nedarim, so it's not a problem for me. Okay, now, the Ibayt Ema, where else I could say, Amalach Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer would say to you, again, the question is according to Reb Lezer, he holds that Ma'amar isn't so strong. And so how will he explain the Bryson? It seems to say that according to the Tana Reb Lezer, that you can be made for her nedarim. So the first way was to say, he said, he meant it wasn't so strong that you need to get and you need to do chalitza. But in Achinami, it's strong enough for Mahafar Nadarim. Or, Ibay name Amalach Reb Lezer, Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Minicha. So according to Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Hesber, that Ma'amar is super powerful, and he says that, yeah, fair, but it meant that he'll be do it together in Shufut with the father. So Mikatani Yaferu, does it say Yaferu, they will be made fair? Yafer Katani. So it's not working out so easily even for him. El Hachabayaskinan, so I say, what is the case that Mishnah is speaking about? Sha'am de Bedin, that this Yavama was caught betwixt and between. In other words, that the Yavam did Ma'amar with her, and then he failed to go forward and do Yibum or Chalitza. He did nothing. He's just leaving her there, just hanging. So she went to Bezdin, Upaskulam is on a Mishlo. And so Bezdin, you know, it's like more like court system today, like, you know, you get an order of support. So the Bezdin directed that the wife or the Yavama should be supported from his estate. So if the Bezdin has already made like an order of support, then together with the order of support, he also gets the right to be made for her nadarim. In other words, if he's obligated to support her, he also gets the right to be made for her nadarim. That's what it's talking about, Yafair. Okay. Yeah, what's up? Again, no. In other words, the question is when the Yavam does Ma'amar, so he hasn't done yet. So, no. In other words, even after the Ma'amar, so according to Beit Hillel, it's only the Rabbanan level connection with him now with the Ma'amar, but according to Beit Shammai, the Ma'amar, it's on a Dereis level. He did Ma'amar, but he had. But we said Ma'amar isn't equal to Yibum, right? We had all the different things. What is Ma'amar? So either Ma'amar is just Doka, the other Yivama. Or Ma'amar, you know, in other words, according to one opinion, Ma'amar is Kona Kinin Gamor, that sounds like that way. So we don't know so that's what Rabbi was asking. So where will I be with Ma'amar in terms of Afarat Nadarim? So the Gemara said that the Gemara likened it to a woman who goes to Erusin. After Erusin, so her father and her husband can be made for her nadarim. So maybe Ma'amar is like Erusin in that sense. They both get together. Okay, listen, I think that's got to be it for tonight.
You did
okay.
A great job on this stuff.
Bruchat tehi. Okay, ha ha ha.
Considering
okay,
you went back to okay, yesterday.
Ruth,
that
Ruth,
was
Ruth,
amazing.
Ruth, let me, wait, stay on. Let me get rid of the recording. One second.